back to the Steve Cochran Show.
I'm so tired of the songs, tired of the songs, tired of the songs, tired of love. Just wanna go home, wanna go home, wanna go home. Oh, so tired of the songs.
All right, 7:23 now. And this is an amazing story. Our most valuable person on the planet joins us now. It's Jordan Reeves. Jordan Reeves, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm good.
You're 13 years old.
Yeah.
Eighth grade?
Seventh grade.
Seventh grade. How's school?
It's school.
Yeah. What's the best thing about it?
Lunch.
What are you having for lunch today?
I feel like that's an average answer.
Though. No, don't question your answer. What are you having for lunch today?
I have no clue.
You order from the cafeteria?
Yeah.
You know, I'm 58, and Dave, who does her show, is 104. And when Dave and I went to school, Jordan, they hadn't invented food yet. We just had water and oxygen.
Jordan, does your school have one of those awesome cafeterias where you can get whatever you want?
I mean, we can get chips.
Hey, chips are everything to me, so that works.
No, do you tell the truth at home when you eat the junk at lunch, or you go tell your mom you just had quinoa and kale?
I think she knows.
Ah.
But
you have Doritos on your breath, son. Jordan Reeves is co-founder of the nonprofit Born Just Right, turning her prosthetic arm into a very cool thing. Before we get to that, you're 13 years old. You were born with one arm, right?
Yes.
Righty or lefty?
My left hand.
Okay, and when you were little, yeah, obviously you're still a kid, but you're getting old. You know that. You're 13. You're really getting old. You know that. You know that, right, Jordan?
I don't think I realized it. I feel like I'm still a toddler.
Jordan, I think you got a couple of good years ahead of you. That's all. That's all my point. So, Jordan, here's the deal. You, as a little kid with one arm, was it weird? Did it feel like you were, you know, somebody that couldn't do everything, or did you feel like you were included?
Like, as a kid, no one really cared because, like, they grew up with me, so it wasn't, like, a surprise or anything.
Right.
So I definitely felt included. And if someone did think it was weird, I just thought it was funny.
It's all you knew. It's what you knew, right?
Yeah.
Right. And you can't let differences hold you back. This is the whole point of what Jordan does. So you came up with an idea to make other people understand that you can't let speed bumps in life hold you back, and it's called Project Unicorn?
Yes.
Okay, explain what that is.
Project Unicorn is a prosthetic arm that shoots glitter out of a unicorn horn.
How cool is that?
It's the coolest thing I've ever seen.
I mean, that's so cool, it's ridiculous. And you helped, did you help invent this?
Well, I invented it with help from my design partner, Sam Hoish.
And how long did it take to get it right?
It took us three years.
Wow.
I'm not sure. It's still going. Now we still have some prototypes to work on.
We believe this is the first ever glitter cannon prosthetic. We're pretty sure about that. You can shoot a stream of sparkles. How high?
I don't think I've measured it yet, but pretty high.
I'm told 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 feet in the air.
Oh, we should get to that. I don't think I'm there, okay. But I can try.
Yes, definitely try. And, how's the Museum of Science and Industry tied to this?
So, I got invited to be in a museum and have my prosthetic arm shown off in a museum exhibit called Wired to Wear. And, yeah.
So, you're a star. I hate to break it to you, Jordan. You're a star.
So she's doing two cool things here. She's helping make the conversation about disabilities easier and put in a little fun to it. And then you're also one of the four founding members of the STEM squad. So these are girls doing awesome things in science, technology. So talk about that.
So the STEM squad,
The STEAM squad
is... You're okay. The Steam Squad is a group of girls, like, all a bunch of Steam girls, like, together in, like, this one group chat. And it's really cool because we're all doing this really cool stuff. And we're talking on Twitter and all that. And it's just really cool to be meeting all these cool kids. And we have a website now. It's really cool.
What's yeah. the website?
I can tell it's you. It's like, thesteamsquad.org.
That makes sense.
Yeah, and it's cool because it's like they have black and white like pencil drawings of themselves. It's almost like they're superheroes, and they work on projects and things, and girls doing really smart, cool things.
Yeah, STEAM is science, technology, engineering, art, and math, and the idea being all-inclusive, never let yourself be held back, chase your dreams, chase what you want to do. If you don't know what you want to do, get involved in everything. And to bring it back to you, Jordan, you and your mom wrote a book, Simon & Schuster. It's going to be out in bookstores and wherever you buy books, June 4th. It's called Born Just Right, which clearly you were, Jordan. You are a rock star.
Thank you.
Hey Jordan, have you met Lauren Scruggs?
No.
Oh, she's a celebrity that lost an arm in a helicopter accident, and she does a lot of stuff with regular prosthetic to help people ensure their confidence and things like that. It's just another, I bet that they could join forces and be really strong in that. But Jordan's picture with her, people have to go to this
website cannon?
And see the cannon arm because it is the coolest. I bet people that don't need a prosthetic want a cannon arm.
Sure.
I mean, that's like the
Let's make them. Let's sell them. Yeah. And let's make a bunch of money for the cause.
Yeah.
By the way, Jordan, we have somebody who works here named Chris Duffy, who was born without one of his arms. On top of the fact that he's hilarious and one of the greats in the country at what he does, he's never let it hold him back either. And he's old.
He's old.
So you got an amazing life ahead of you, along with the amazing life you've already had. And we're proud of you.
Thank you.
All right, Jordan. Thanks for coming on. You know you're the most valuable person on the planet.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's a lot of pressure. A lot of pressure, you
a little bit.
You unicorn glitter cannon, you.